In fact, I think, you know, a significant result is to be expected, to be anticipated in the resumption of the peace talks on Monday, simply because the four former suspects of the coup attempt that were actually released on the stay of the case are not going to be one of the three conditions the rebels would want to put forward before the negotiation. So I believe there will be some change in the manner in which the rebel would want to negotiate peace with government.
Does the government expect the released detainees to be part of the negotiations?
In fact, we have actually set time and again, and the president was on record by saying it is either those who are actually released now, there are 11 all of them, the 4 and the 7 that were actually released and given to the custody of Kenya, they are either they are actually free to join either side, either to cast their lot with the rebels or to come to the government side. And the government is of opinion of allowing the third party to be part of the peace negotiation, simply because we wanted the peace negotiation to be confined to the two warring parties so that they can stop the bleeding.
There are concerns that the released four are not being given the opportunity to go out of the country, for example, to Kenya, because their passports are being withheld. And some people are saying the government basically is keeping them in the country and doesn't want them to go out. What's the rationale behind this?
Yeah, I just heard it called by one media agency that one of the detainees, the four detainees, tried yesterday to go to Ethiopia, but he was returned because his passport was impounded by the security. But what I know, the truth of the matter is that the president has given these people to be free and go anywhere they wanted in the world. Only that the president has helped them to be inside the country, simply because, you know, our political problem can be solved within South Sudan. This idea of our politician trying to bring in the third party in order, in an attempt to, you know, allow those countries to meddle into our affairs, is not helpful to South Sudan. So the president urged the four to remain inside the country so that they could build the trust with the public. Because yesterday, the public were outraged by their release. So they have to be here in South Sudan at least for some time to build the trust, with the grassroots here, before they are allowed to travel.
You said the public expressed outrage after these four were released?
Yes, because the public says last time the seven were released on bail and given to Kenya, and now the four are released. Who is going to be accountable for the lives that are lost as a result of the coup attempt on the 15th of December 2013? So the people are asking these questions, but the president has talked yesterday to the people, to the nation here in South Sudan at 4 o'clock yesterday, and has urged the public to accept this as a government, as a government gesture of goodwill to give peace a chance. The people now are actually understanding the situation.